הקצה. ועכשיו ברדיו הקצה, Brain Trust עם אופר טיסר.
Oh. Black Dada Nihilismus. Black Dada Nihilismus. Which I think you know what black means. I think you know what Dada means, whether daddy or, say, a movement in France dedicated to restoring fresh looks at the world. And nihilismus is simply Latinization, or making nihilism into a Latinic phrase. Black Dada Nihilismus. Against what light is false, what breath sucked for deadness, murder, the cleansed purpose, frail against God. If they bring him bleeding, I would not forgive or even call him Black Dada Nihilismus. The Protestant love wide windows, color blocked to Mondrian, and the ugly silent deaths of Jews under the surgeon's knife, to awake on 69th Street with money and a hip nose. Black Dada Nihilismus. For the umbrella Jesus, trill the intrigue, movie house president sticky the floor, BDN for the secret men, Hermes the blacker art, thievery. Ah, they return, these secret gold killers, inquisitors of the cocktail hour. Trismegistus, have them in their transmutation from stone to bleeding pearl, from lead to burning, looting, dead Montezuma, find the West, a gray, hideous space. From Sartre, a white man, it gave the last breath, and we beg him die before he is killed. Plastique, we do not have, only thin heroic blades, the razor, or flail against them, why you carry knives or brutal lumps of heart, why you stay where they can reach, why you sit or stand or walk in this place, a window on a dark warehouse where the mines packed in straw, new homes, these towers for those lacking money or art, a cult of death, need of the simple striking arm under the street lamp, the cutters from under their rented earth, come up, black Dada nihilismus, rape the white girls, rape their fathers, cut the mother's throats, black Dada nihilismus, choke my friends in their bedrooms with their drinks spilling and restless for tilting hips or dark liver lips sucking splinters from the master's thigh. Black scream and chant, scream and dull, unearthly, hollering, Dada, bilious, what ugliness learned in the dome, colored holy, shit I call them sinned or lost, burned masters of the lost. Nihil German killers, all are learned, art, remember what you said, money, God, power, a moral code so cruel it destroyed Byzantium, Tenochtitlan, Comanche, got it baby, for Tambo, Willie Best, Dubois, Patrice, Mantan, the bronze buckaroos, for Jack Johnson, Asbestos, Tonto, Buckwheat, Billie Holiday, for Tom Russ, Louverture, Vessie, Bojack, may a lost god, Damballa, rest or save us against the murders we intend, against his lost white children, black Dada nihilismus.
Thank you. reason that black people are in the streets has to do with the lives they're forced to lead in this country. And they're forced to lead these lives by the indifference and the apathy and a certain kind of ignorance, a very willful ignorance on the part of their co-citizens. Everybody knows, no matter what they do not know, that they wouldn't like to be a black man in this country. They know that, and they shut their minds against the rest of it, all the implications of being a black father, or a black woman, or a black son. And all of the implications involved in a human being's endeavor to take care of his wife, to take care of his children, to raise his children to be men and women in the teeth of a structure which is built to deny that I can be a human being or that my child can be. The great question in the country has been all the years that I've been living here and I was born here 43 years ago is, what does a Negro want? And this question masks a terrible knowledge. I want exactly what you want. And you know what you want. I want to be left alone. I don't want any of the things that people accuse Negroes of wanting. And I don't hate you. I simply want to be able to raise my children in peace and arrive at my own maturity in my own way in peace. I don't want to be defined by you. I think that you and I might learn a great deal from each other. If you can overcome the curtain of my color, the curtain of my color is what you use to avoid facing the facts of our common history, the facts of American life. It is easy to call me a Negro or a nigger or a promising black man, but in fact, I'm a man like you. I want to live like you. This country is mine too. I paid as much for it as you. White means that you are European still. And black means that I'm African. And we both know, we've both been here too long. You can't go back to Ireland or Poland or England, and I can't go back to Africa. And we will live here together, or we'll die here together. And it's not I am telling you, time is telling you. You will listen or you will perish.
אתה יכול לתת עוד זוויות על מה זה האלימות של השיטה שגרמה לך להרגיש?
מהיום שאני מכיר את עצמי בתור ילד קטן, כבר בגיל 5, האישיות הציבורית היחידה שהכרתי בשכונה זה שוטר עם מדים. לא הכרתי עובדי ציבור אחרים, לא הכרתי עובדים סוציאליים בשכונה כי לא היו, לא הכרתי מורים בבית ספר כי לא היה בית ספר בשכונה, לא הכרתי גננות כי לא היו גני ילדים, לא הכרתי מדריכי חברות רחוב כי לא היו מדריכים, לא הכרתי למדריך הספורט כי לא היו כאלה. האיש היחידי שהכרתי מאז שאני ילד קטן בשכונה זה שוטר עם מדים ועלה ביד והזיקים הצמודים למכנסיים שלו. וכל החיים שלי הייתי צריך, כלומר למדתי לחיות עם הדבר הזה שקוראים לו שוטר. והתפתח במהלך ההישרדות של החיים שלי בשכונת מצרנה אל מול השוטר ללמוד, כלומר להשקיע את כל האינטלקטואל שלי איך אני מכשיל את השוטר אל מול מה שאני עושה או שאמור לעשות. ובמקום להקדיש את, כלומר, את הזמן שלי בקריאת ספר או בלימוד, זה כלומר פריבילגיה שלא הייתה נגישה לידי, כן? אבל הפריבילגיה היחידה שלי זה הייתה ללמוד איך להתעמת עם השוטר ולהתחמק ממנו. ועד 1970, שזה בערך כמעט 30 שנה עד הקמת התנועה, כן? 30 שנה של תהליכי הישרדות מול משטרת ישראל, הבנתי שזה האיש שכל היום בוחן את צעדיי, הוא בודק מה אני עושה, ואם עולה בידו הוא גם מכשיל אותי וגם עוצר אותי וגם מעליל עליי וגם צריך להצדיק את קיומו. אם הוא לא יתפוס במשך כל השנים האלה לא יתופס אף אחד, אז מה הועיל התפקיד שלו, האם מעיפים אותו? ואז כשהוא היה נכשל מולי ומול האחרים, הוא היה צריך להמציא את הדברים. וככה אני חוויתי את האלימות הראשונה של המשטרה בעלילות שווא או בפעולות של אלימות פיזית של אותו שוטר מולי. ההיכרות הזו גרמה לי לכך שאני אבין שיש כוחות שהם נשלחים על ידי גורמים אחרים. תוך כדי, תוך המפגש שלי בשנים ההם עם המשטרה, הבנתי שהוא שוטר, הוא שליח של מישהו, של משהו. עדיין לא הבנתי במדויק איך המערכת עובדת. כשהקמנו את תנועת הבנדרים השחורים, אז התחלנו להתמודד מול המערכת. עוד לא יצאנו להפגנה הראשונה, ומיד המערכת הגיעה לאוזנה השמועה שקמה קבוצה מיליטנטית בשכונת מוסררה שעומדת להפגין. עדיין לא הפגינה, ומיד עצרו את כולנו. המשטרה הגיעה בשעות הלילה מאוחרות לבתים של אנשים ואספה אותם אחד אחד. אותי לא הספיקה לעצור ואת האחרים לא הספיקה לעצור מתוך, כי היינו קבוצה גדולה של אנשים. וכבר למחרת אני הייתי ברחוב בהפגנה הראשונה. עזרתי כוח מאנשי ציבור שהיו לצידי, דן בן אמוץ ועמוס קנן וברוך נדל ונתניאל אלמור וכל האנשים האלה, אז הרגשתי שאני לא לבד שמה, וחלק מהחברים שלי מהשכונה ומשכונות אחרות, ואז הרגשתי שאני דובר של האנשים האלה, כי כולם היו עומדו לצידי וכולם גוננו עליי וכולם עמדו מול המשטרה והסוסים שהיו שם, ואני הרגשתי לא לבד. פעם ראשונה בחיי, במשך 28 שנים, ב-1970 הייתי בגיל 28, ובמשך 28 שנה פעם ראשונה שאני עומד מול מסה של קציני משטרה ושוטרים, לא שוטר פשוט כמו שהיה מגיע לשכונת מוסררה, והם היו חסרי אונים מולי, ואני הרגשתי די חזק לידם במעמד זה. ואפילו אני יכול היום בדיעבד להגיד, הייתה לי תחושה של התעלות רוח ואפילו של נקמה מתוקה, שאני כבר לא ילד משכונת מוסררה שאפשר לרדוף אחריו על כל דבר שלא עשיתי, ולהעמיד אותי בפינה ולהפשיט אותי ולהוציא ולתת לי סתירות בקרן זווית של הרחוב. עמדתי שם בגאווה על במה ודיברתי אל מול קהל, והשוטרים עמדו על הסוסים והקצינים והכל, ועמדו והקשיבו וחרקו שיניים ולא יכלו לגעת בי. זאת הייתה פעם ראשונה שאני הרגשתי קצת יותר חזק מאותם שוטרים שעמדו שם.
אני Communication number 2. Keep in mind that time is a rabid gambler who wins always without cheating. It's a law. Charles Baudelaire. Therefore, the work of art concentrates all the attention on itself, considering at first the space surrounding it as non-existing, and second, as an apparent contradiction, using that space to justify itself while reducing it to its necessary support, though neutral, while in fact it is not. We are in front of a double play of vision and blindness. The work of art can attract the vision on itself, only creating around itself an empty space, essential to its own existence, space which, as soon as it is perceived, puts the work in a critical and perilous position. In this way, the work of art protects itself as well as frames itself in order to direct the spectator in an angle of vision generally limited but precise, which allows the works of art to be viewed and admired while excluding everything else. The work of art frames itself and, to accentuate its protection, imposes visors to the spectator. So, if the work of art has a forced element, definite and which differentiates it from all other creative activities, philosophy, music, mathematics, it is this necessity of having to go through the organ of vision, specifically through the access of the eyes, to touch consciousness. This is essential to the work of art to the extent that it is not within the reach of a born blind person. So, instead of educating, sharpening, accentuating and developing the vision, the work of art will, in the end, risk to dull the vision. In order to attract the viewing on itself, the work of art has, of course with the assistance of art critics, art historians and artists themselves, educated the eye, the way of seeing in such a way that even the curiosity of the spectator who wishes to involve himself or herself, for example, in a painting and its structures, wishing to see both elements simultaneously as equally important, will appear absurd to art history. An art lover visiting an exhibition whose curiosity will take his eyes away from the work of art, such as looking at frame, walls, ceiling, floor, chairs, other visitors, guards, quality of electric or natural light, will then be forced to question this work of art and its relationship to its presentation and actual environment. Thus, this diagonal look will transform our art lover into a simple tourist or an ignorant man. The fact remains that these are very strict rules which one must respect or risk to be excluded from the art discourse. This investigating eye, without consideration of the inherent rules and prescription of the work of art, becomes that of a hobo, a dissident, or a stranger. This eye is incorrect since it doesn't respect the rules of the game, it is a false eye. On the other hand, the correct eye, who supposedly knows how to look, is in fact a blind eye. There are evidently precise rules to look at the work of art. They go from the work itself, its content, to the installation on the wall or on the floor. These rules will converge towards a totalitarianism which will imprison the eye in a trap, the work of art, from which it will not escape because supposedly there and only there is the discourse. It is an attempt to blind since everything obliges us to look at the work of art in such a way that it is no longer possible to see what surrounds it. In fact, to develop the thinking process through the organ of vision should, it seems, develop this organ instead of restricting it. The work of art should open one's eyes, not blind them. Make them masters of differing perspective and not enslave them to one and only angle. Liberation of one's perception rather than enslavement is the goal. The work of art in order to be seen is forced to blind, thus hypnotized, the viewer can no longer redirect his vision elsewhere. The work of art frustrates the thinking capabilities of the eye, the way of thinking, into a state of total paralysis. And if you cannot move your head anymore, you cannot see that the most important difference between a Barnett Newman and a Marc Chagall on the walls of the Stedelijk Museum of Amsterdam is 12 feet. More than ever, only a fundamental action at the level of the work conceived and executed seems to give the possibilities and means not only to question, but eventually to show off how the system which regulates art is obsolete and maybe how to destroy it or at least transform it. In other words, the system will be as much hurt as it will be ignored. Being ignored, the system is vulnerable. To ignore the system is not to say to do not use it. It's no contradiction here. We could use something we ignore at the same time. It's just not very polite. On the contrary, to contest the system today, it is in fact to reinforce it immediately. It is to play with it in accepting its game and rules. It is also to accept a dialectical relation which put automatically the artist in a situation of weakness where he or she always first lost time and energy and second the game altogether. The artistic system today does not have to be contested any longer. It will fall by itself. It is surviving in fact from its contestation. Contestation entertains the system. Of course, it does not have to be accepted either. To ignore the system while eventually playing in its field, it is not to use and invent other rules which have constantly to be changed. To ignore the system while eventually playing in its field, it is to use and invent other rules which have constantly to be changed to prevent the system from adapting itself to this new situation. On the other hand, and just to mention an evidence, to accept the system as it is and without any question, it is to be, unfortunately, an artist like the majority, that is to say, a fool. Finally, to ignore the system is certainly not to be ignorant. One must understand even that in order to ignore the system, he has to know perfectly how the system plays. That will prevent anyone who wants to ignore the system, instead of playing another game, to play in fact and by ignorance its very same game. One of the implications of ignoring the system is to lose immediately any relationship or knowledge with whom we work, or if you prefer, with whom we play. Someone could ignore the system by inventing new rules for an old game, as well as inventing a new game with its own rules. But doing so does not imply automatically that you will find a player to play with. That is the reason why many people complain about experimental art, which they usually confuse with the so-called avant-garde, saying, "No one understands what you are doing." It is too bad, and certainly true for a majority of people who, if they don't make an effort, will finally understand the game in question when no one will seriously play with it anymore. Then they will not really understand either the old game or the new one or the new rules, their timing being definitively wrong. That explained briefly why we have no readers, no listeners, no viewers before they catch up. These are the working conditions. That is one of the risks of experimental works. That is the risk of changing the rules. This is the situation indeed, and no one has to cry about it. To have no audience is not the weakness of the work, but almost the very necessity of the existence of any serious experimental works. It is not anything to complain about it if you are an artist, or to blame the artist if you are a lost consumer. To make experimental works prevent one to know a priori for whom you make it, even exclude the security that what you do will ever find somebody to take it into consideration. That finally lead us to the extremely complex problem of communication. If experimental works prevent one from conceiving for a predetermined public, if the work realized is strong enough, it will then produce at its turn an audience. Then some communication might exist. This could wait for a long time. If a work is strong, it will produce an audience. The work will then produce its own receiver, viewer, listener, reader, instead of being done a priori for somebody already known. In other words, communication does not exist in advance. Communication is not given, and it is not because you produce a work that it will necessarily communicate with anyone. Does such a situation imply solitude? Certainly indeed. It might be one of the reasons why experimental works are usually produced by people living in big cities. Big cities might help to support solitude, but to know that the work will not a priori communicate with someone already known does not imply that anyone exists, neither than the work is beyond anyone. Solitude does not mean isolation. The irony here is to read this communication from a tiny island isolated in the middle of the Pacific. But the present isolation gives also a perfect image of the situation of experimental works in the world and remind us that it is also from an island that isolated or lost people usually launch messages in bottles.
together we don't stand. There is power in our union. Now the lessons of the past were all learned with workers' blood. The mistakes of the bosses we must pay for. From the cities and the farmlands to trenches full of mud. War has always been the bosses' way, sir. Brothers and our sisters in many far off lands. There is power in a union. Now I long for the morning that they realise brutality and unjust laws cannot defeat us. But who'll defend the workers who cannot organise when the bosses send their lackeys out to cheat us? Speaks for money, the devil for his own. Who comes to speak for the skin and the bone? What a comfort to the widow, a light to the child. There is power in a union.
עד כאן, Brain Trust, עם אופר טיסר.
אתם מאזינים לרדיו הקצה, kzradio.net.